Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
What's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're talking with superstar newbie Jen Pope. If y'all remember her, she was our free land winner back from episode 10. Before we do that, though, I want to talk to you guys about Casual Fridays REI consulting program. This is going really good, guys. We're loving it. You actually get to hear from Jen today, who's going part of it. It's really good. We're really excited to be offering it. We can help you pick a county. We can price a county, whatever you want. All you got to do is go to our website at www.casualfridaysrei.com. Click on the consulting tab, walk through the sign up, and then we'll be in touch.
It's Monday.
It is Monday.
We have a special guest today.
Yeah, we do.
Pretty neat. I think she's uncomfortable in front of a microphone.
I can see it on her face.
Yeah. So Jen won our, she had the option in our 10th episode to win a piece of land or $500 towards a land business. She chose land business. Jen, how's that working out for you?
Pretty good.
Pretty
really good.
Good,
actually.
Why would you say pretty good or really good?
Well, whenever I first started listening to the podcast, I had absolutely no idea what you guys were doing.
So how did you find our podcast?
From a post that one of you shared on Facebook.
So you heard about us from the podcast, from the social media post. You came to us, knew nothing about land, and just decided to start listening.
Right. I knew nothing at all. And so I listened to the first few episodes, and I thought you guys were, I still had no idea what you were talking about. but I thought you were entertaining. So you were talking about the contest, and I just had to take a screenshot and rate the show. So it was easy enough, and that's what I did.
Okay, cool. Have you ever sold anything before, like online, or been a part of any like multi-level marketing ploys?
I mean, I've sold stuff on Facebook, like stuff out of my house.
Okay.
But no.
Okay. I didn't know if you were like
one
of
those. I'm a mom. Yeah, I'm always like hustling to sell my kids stuff.
Kids wonder what happened to their Christmas presents.
Right. I'm like, I have no idea. You have a birthday coming up.
Yep. You lost it. Oh, that's how you pay for birthday gifts. Awesome.
Selling old ones.
Basically.
Yeah, okay.
At least I'm not re-gifting it, right?
Oh, that's an idea.
Kids may notice if you re-gifted their
to their friend. Gifts.
Yeah, to their friend.
They go to their friend's birthday party. They open up one of their old toys.
I'm not answering if I've ever done that or not.
So tell us what you've been doing with the land. So you chose the $500 versus a piece of land.
I did.
Was that an easy decision to make?
Well, not at first.
Okay.
At first, I thought, oh yeah, like I want a piece of land.
Okay.
I've never owned a piece of land. And then I kept listening to the podcast, and you guys were talking about buying over the counter land and how you were buying these properties for like $50 to $100. And so then I was like, well, wait a minute. why would I just take one piece of land if I can take your $500 and buy my own land?
Yeah. No, that's awesome. That's what we hope that somebody thinks.
Right.
So what'd your husband think when you told him you were going to buy a bunch of land?
Well, when I first was like, have you ever heard of this? And he's like, no. And I was like, okay, I think you need to take a listen to this, to the podcast. And he did. And then once I won the land, he was like, no, you didn't. I'm like, I really did. Like, and so then when I came back and I was like, okay, actually, I'm not taking the land. And he's like, what?
You mean so you just gave away some free land?
Yeah, he's like, what? And so then I explained it to him. And he was like, he still didn't understand. He still doesn't. I don't think even now he's like, okay, whatever.
So does he think it's a scam or still, or is he like, is it a scam feeling?
I don't think he thinks it's a scam. He's like one of those, like, I'll believe it when I see it.
Okay.
So
have you gotten the deeds back on your?
I haven't gotten them yet. No, I'm still in the waiting period for that, but it should be in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. But the state did notify you that you got accepted.
Right. Yes. I received a letter back from the state saying that they had accepted my offer. Okay. And now they're just waiting on the deeds.
Wow. So you went from the opportunity to have one to never hearing about real estate, listen to a podcast, a guy you saw on Facebook posted, listen to it, won a free piece of property or $500, and then bought how many?
Eight
pieces of property.
Holy. Better than the one.
Better than the one. Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for the people that are listening, they wonder how you can get started in a land business and what you can do. You've heard it. What is the date today? It's April 7th, April 8th, something like that. So you went from mid-January to April. Now you have 8 pieces of property. Do you have any other ones?
So I sent a mailer also.
What?
With your guidance, you guys, basically what you talk about on the podcast, I was just kind of taking notes and then I'm asking follow-up questions. Mm-hmm. Lots of them.
Lots of questions.
Mm-hmm. And so I sent a mailer and so far I got 2 offers accepted. Mm-hmm. And one of those is closing this week and the other should be closing soon. Mm-hmm. And then a third one countered back to me. And so I don't know what's going to happen with that one.
Okay.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So you go from no real estate experience to having 9 properties essentially bought right now.
Right.
Like,
I still don't believe it. But yes, you're right. That's all true.
Did we say what you do for a living?
I think we did. Not today. We haven't.
We haven't today. I'm a second grade teacher.
So second grade teacher, no real estate experience, and now you own over 10 properties.
Potential of 10. She has 9 on the books.
Yeah.
Like, you look perplexed by this now. I wish we had the video up so people could see.
I said that my husband is the one who's like, I got to see it to believe it, but maybe that's me too. Like, I'm the one doing it, but I'm still like, Yeah.
Yeah, when you have 9 deeds sitting on your desk at home and you're like, wow, I really own this stuff.
And how big are the ones that you mailed to? What did you mail?
Like how many pieces of mail?
No. Well, how many did you pieces of mail and then how many
1,100
acres?
1,100 and they're 20 to 40
nice.
Acres.
Yep.
And the ones you got accepted are how big?
2 20s. The one that countered is a 40.
Nice.
Yeah.
So 80 acres.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Plus her 8 other properties that she bought using the methodologies found in Coffee Money Real Estate Investing.
Yep. Yeah.
Little book plug there. Yeah. So
that's why you're the superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Superstar newbie.
Yeah. Does that feel weird to you though? I mean, like a lot of people, for you, it was easy. You said, hey, you bought those 8, you put offers on 8 properties.
Mm-hmm.
Then you said, hey, I want to mail a mailer. And we're like, whoa, yeah. Let's make some money off the 8 first so it pays for it. And you're like, no, I got money. I'll pay for it. Yeah, so you just went all in with a 1,100 piece mailer,
mm-hmm.
bought 2 more properties.
Yep. That'll happen.
I'm perplexed by why some people won't even try and how you just jumped in. So what do you think makes you different than the average person that just sits there going in disbelief like, well, this isn't really going to work. It's not real.
Well, I mean, I didn't have anything to lose really because I won the original money in the contest.
Okay.
And I have you as a resource
and
y'all's podcast as a resource. So I still don't really feel nervous about it. Maybe I should.
I don't know why. You just bought 9 properties. I don't know how many people that are above the age of 25 in the country that own 9 properties.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. That's a huge feat. And just
I don't
like,
know anybody.
That's nonchalant. Well, you're just like, got 9 properties in a month and a half. Yeah. No big deal.
Across 2 different states.
Yeah.
Well,
while living in a third state.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. Well, something funny is I've been talking to my friends, so every Friday I go to coffee with my girlfriends, the coffee girls. And so they're always like, wait, what are you doing? So I'm trying to explain it to all these suburban moms. And so they're like going home and telling their husbands like, oh, we need to do this.
And the husbands are like, it's a scam.
It's no, not some real. Of them are like super interested. So then they're like asking me questions. I'm like, oh, okay, well, we're going to need to pump the brakes. I don't have all the answers, but read this book.
Yeah. Don't be handing out the book for free. Give them the link to Amazon.
I have been giving them the link.
And to our website for consulting.
Yes.
And to our friends at Land Academy.
Yes. Yep.
And we have a special bonus for your friends if they want to get in on that.
Right?
Let's not forget all that.
I've told them the podcast, like, you need to start listening to this.
Very nice.
Yep.
So.
Wow. I'm kind of perplexed by that because I've met some people at meetups that I've been a member for 16 years. I've been doing it since 16, and they haven't sent a mailer yet. And then here we go. Second grade teacher, no real estate experience, just says, let's send a mailer now. I mean, I'll make the money back on the other land. I know it's worth something.
Right.
So what'd your husband say when you came home and told him you're about to spend, what, $700 on a mailer?
He was like, what?
That's the scam. They told you want something for free and then I have to pay $700.
No, he totally trusts me. So he didn't really say anything. He's like, okay.
Okay. Well, cool.
I've got this, like, listening to you talk, this, like, level of still just in massive shock or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's shock or calm. Like, it's like it feels like it's almost a calm cool, or is it shock? Do you think it's shock?
I think I can see this disbelief still.
Yes, that's true. I do feel shocked still. Like, is this real life?
Uh-huh.
but it is.
Yeah. So 8 properties, let's figure you sell them all for $400 a piece. Those 8 properties, you didn't cost you anything.
Nothing.
Times 8, that's $3,200. Is my math right? You're the teacher. 32, mm-hmm. 8 times 4 mm-hmm. is 32. So, and then the property in Oregon, what are you paying for that piece of property that you bought?
$5,500.
So $5,500, let's call closing and everything else. You're going to probably be right under $6,000 on it.
Mm-hmm.
You think it sells for 12?
Between 12 and 15 is what we're thinking.
Okay. So you make $9,000 in your first 2 months as a land investor?
Yeah.
Pretty easily?
Pretty easily. And that the crazy part is that's like my teacher's salary for a while.
Have you run into any hate? How'd the mailers come back?
Not too bad. I'm trying to think.
Do you have any good stories from this?
Of hate stories?
Hate or anything?
I don't have any hate stories yet. I mean, I've just had a couple of no, please mm-hmm. lose my name, but
nothing like Justin getting his
nothing note like Justin. I don't know. Maybe they like kind of know who he is and like, oh, this guy.
Yep. That's why I'm taking all my names off everything.
People about that are too. Little, have been a little nicer to me.
I think it's the Jen at the bottom of her letter that says, you know, thanks, smiley face, heart, Jen.
XOXO.
XOXO.
Oh, that's not the way you sign your mailers? No. Oh, that's right.
It is now.
That is now. I'm Justina.
So the one offer that is about to close this week, it was an older, I say older, I don't know, she's probably in her 60s lady, and she was, no, she's older than her 60s. How about that? She's been married 51 years, and so they've had the property for like 40 years, and her husband was just diagnosed with dementia, so that's kind of her motivation to sell, is she's getting money to pay for his medical treatment. And then that was sad enough. And then she's like, and last week he cut off all 5 fingers on his left hand with a circular saw. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Sue. So yeah, I was kind of intimidated, or you can ask Justin. I was intimidated to call her back. I mean, they had already sent and accepted the offer. So I just needed to make a phone call, but I was like,
so
what do I say?
When you say that they already accepted the offer, they sent you the offer back signed, ready to sell.
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah.
I think that's pretty common, though. I remember my first ones that came back signed. I was definitely intimidated to pick up that phone and call them. I think the whole phone call was like 20 seconds because I was like, hey, it's Adam. I got your message. I'm going to send a notary out. And I hung up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is longer than 20 seconds because then I'm just like, oh, Sue. I mean, she had other things to sell. I'm like, oh, I'll buy whatever you're selling, Sue. But
what else did she try to sell you?
A red truck. I don't need a red truck. And she lives way far away from me, but.
So you bought a piece of property from somebody that doesn't live next to you. You never had to see her.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Did you hear anything in her voice when you called and you said, hey, this is Jen from your land company? Did you notice like a, oh, hey, I'm glad you called?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what I was like. I said I was intimidated. I don't know what I was thinking, who was going to be on the other end of the line. But then it was really just this like older lady, like so nice. Like we were just chatting, like we were friends.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it sounds like you solved a problem for her. She had this
piece. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You had a piece of, I don't want to call it a piece of junk real estate because it just wasn't valuable to them anymore. And they had, their needs had shifted.
Yeah. Obviously they're not at a point in their lives that they're even going to use this land or go, you know, travel to it or whatever. I think it's like an hour away from where they actually live now. And that's what she said. I'm just trying to, you know, go through some of our assets and get some cash to help with fund my husband's medical expenses.
It's awesome. You solved a situation for them.
Right.
You should feel good about that.
I do.
And tell your friends it's not a scam. It's real life.
Yeah. They don't think it's a scam.
They're still in disbelief.
Right. They're like, what? What? I went to a birthday party for a friend a couple weeks ago, and I was just like casually.
Yeah.
Talking about like, oh no, I just sent this 1,100 piece mail or whatever, and they're like, what? What are you doing now? I thought you were teaching second grade. I'm like, oh, I'm doing that too.
Yeah,
busy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that hashtag boss lady?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I mean, my family already knows I'm the boss of the house, so.
We're not arguing with that one. We understand you're probably the boss of your house.
That's why we're sitting on stools and you're in the big uh-huh. chair right
big
now.
Big comfy chair, just all relaxed.
Yep, yep. That's true too.
Yeah. So what's been like, what's been the family? Have they like any pushback from any of them? Still any disbelief, like moms, dads, brothers, sisters?
My sister is super interested. She's read your book and she listens to you guys. My dad is like curious and my mom is like, what?
Seems like you got a lot of what people in
here. I do. A lot of what people in my life. Like, you're doing what? Just because it's so not like my usual, you know, I mean, I'm a teacher. I've been a teacher for 14 years and I see like a turkey outside.
Oh, the turkey. The turkey vultures. There'll be like 12 of them. And they're this tall when you get up next to them.
Oh my word.
They're freaking scary.
Yeah, that was scary just now.
That's so a real turkey.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Sorry. I have no idea what I was talking about, but that was like.
You've been a teacher for 14 years.
So it's out of your norm.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So I was saying I've been a teacher for 14 years and any like side business, I guess I've ever done is like teaching related. Okay. Like I've hosted a summer camp every, you know, in the summer. I've done just like creative things like that for teachers. So this is like totally not something I would have ever thought up or considered doing.
I don't even think most real estate investors think about doing land. So for a teacher to jump out there, that's extraordinary.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It's a the crazy part to me is you've done it pretty quick. You've kind of had some blind faith and kind of ran through this where, you know, most people, they don't do that. They get hung up and they get into their head or the what people wear them down and they don't try. So what do you think makes you different than everybody else? That why you just actually jumped in and did it?
I think just the support of you guys and like, no, like, okay, you guys can do it. If you guys can do it, I can certainly do it.
Okay, it's time to get you out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just because I don't fully understand the risk, if there is any. I don't know. I'm like, oh, you tell me this works, so might as well try it myself.
So what have you really risked, though? I mean, nothing. The mailer. Yeah, your mailer.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, pretty much it. And that's what most people, they get into a course, they buy the course, and they have those fees that come in. So that holds them up a little bit. So
yeah, I could see that. I was just thinking, I mean, and I think you already said it, like, I knew I already had these properties coming back from Arkansas, and I'm pretty confident
that you can get to sell them.
Yeah, I'll be able to sell them on eBay or whatever. And so paying for the mail or what didn't really seem like a huge risk.
I think you kind of said it, Justin. It's just the blind faith that it works. So that's what it was for me when I got started, because I just didn't overthink it. I trusted the process and I just put mail out there, and that's what you were doing. I mean, I think Justin had essentially told you to wait until you sold these properties and take that money and roll it into it.
He did. And
you were like, no,
I'm ready to go.
I was like, you said, how long? 40 days? No, I'll go now.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Well, but I mean, it's worked out well for you. I mean, it puts you in a position to, I mean, that trust in the process, the trust in what we talk about on a daily basis to say, hey, let's try it and see what happens.
Yeah. And I think too, I just wanted to see, like, let me just get a taste of this and see, is this something that I really, you know, am I interested in it? And yeah, I am.
Okay. Get a taste of it. And I buy 9 properties.
Yeah. So now that you have a taste and you enjoy it, what's next then?
Send another mailer.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Not making money for not mailing.
Right. Yep.
Wow. So you're not like a closet like millionaire, billionaire. You're just you're an average family.
Just an average gal. Yeah.
Okay. What does your husband do for work?
He's a teacher also.
So we got 2 teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have kids?
4 kids.
4 kids.
Yep.
What does your husband teach?
He teaches science.
High school, middle school?
Middle school science.
So we got a middle school teacher, a second grade teacher, 4 kids. Not like trust fund babies or anything like that.
No. Nope.
So just normal average people living on average means, and you have opened a successful real estate business.
Yeah.
How does that sound? That sounds pretty
crazy.
Good. Yeah.
That'll be in the
exciting blog
post for this.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you do anything different in that, looking back into, because this is, we're 2.5 months into this.
I don't think I would do anything different. I mean, probably if I had not sent the mailer yet, I would regret it. I would have regretted it.
Okay. I think that's huge. And Adam talks about that all the time, where he says his first mailer kind of didn't do so well, but just because he sent another mailer the second week is what kept him in the land business.
Yeah. Because I got my first mailer, I mailed $100 per acre offers to a place where they're selling for $100,000 an acre. And the amount of hate I got was insane. But the best thing I ever did was a week later, I had sent another one and my pricing was right on. I got properties back. And so at that point, I was in and I was ready to move full forward.
Yeah. I think whenever you get them back, mm-hmm. then it's like, it's kind of a little rush. Like,
yeah. That's my favorite part of the deal. Is looking at them.
Another one. Oh, let me check my email. Oh, look.
Yeah. Oh, this one said, go F yourself.
No, I haven't gotten any of that.
Okay.
Everyone's been very kind to me.
All right.
So far.
Adam, you got any final questions for her?
I don't think so.
Okay, Jen, we're going to let you leave us with a nugget of advice. For any person that's listening that hasn't taken a leap of faith or anything, what would you suggest to them?
I would say just send the mail.
Send the mail.
Send the mail and they will come.
Send the mail and they will come.
I like that, yeah.
All right, Adam, let's take us out.
All right, guys, that's it for today's episode. Just a couple things before we leave. If you heard last week, I was on Jake Robinson's show, Let's Talk Raw Land. Well, Justin is going to actually be on there tonight. So make sure you check it out. It was a good time. We learned a lot. We had some laughs. And it was awesome. So also, go to Facebook, go to Instagram, give us a like, give us a follow. And then, most importantly, go to Stitcher, go to iTunes, go to wherever else you're listening to us. Subscribe to the show, rate the show, review the show. We love you for it. And that's it. We'll see you on Wednesday.